Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Welcome to Revolutionary Life.
right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary. I'm your host. I want to welcome you to Revolutionary Life, the Blog Talk Radio show that looks at everything that affects our lives every day. But we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. Change is inevitable. It's a reactionary who tries to hold back change. Things are changing right now while we're talking. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. At Revolutionary Life tonight, and guys, we're here every week, day, night, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, tonight, our show has the title, You Are Creators. You are creators, manifestors, and magicians. Have you heard this before? That you are creators of your destiny. That you manifest whatever you want in this world. That you are magicians. You have the ability to manifest, to precipitate whatever you want to appear for you in this world. Whatever you want your world to be like. Whatever you want your situation in this world to look like and be like. You've been told by some out there, I've seen it, that you are the creator of your destiny, that no one else controls you or your destiny. That's a mistake. That you're in control of what happens in your life. I know you like to think there's a lot of coincidences and whatnot, but there are those who believe that you can create whatever you want in this world for you and your family and your people and your community and your country and your world and the earth, the new earth. You can create a new earth, right? Man, I've heard a lot of that. I've listened to a lot of it, and I want to talk about that tonight, guys. Are you creators? Are you just subjects, victims of the world around you? You just get in where you can fit in because you really can't change anything. And so you might as well just try to survive underneath this situation, with this, whatever your personal situation is. You've decided to, what do you call it? You've decided to tolerate, to accept the world as it is, your situation as it is, the world as it is, and you're just trying to figure out how you can fit in, how you can get what you need out of this situation, because the situation is not yours. You didn't create it. All you did, and all you're just a world, you're just a squirrel in a whirl, trying to get your own nuts together. So maybe you are just a victim. Maybe you're running around in a world, in a society, in a situation, in a relationship, personal, community, national, it doesn't matter. You've decided that none of that shit is your fault. The only thing you can do is try to make it. There you go. Try to get over that hump. And you use everything you can to do it until you give up. Some people just give up and decide that I don't like this world. I'm out. Suicide. Some people give up. I don't like this world. I'm going to stay high 24/7 and act like nothing. I'm not part of this thing. You know, I'm in it, but I'm not of it, you want to say. Well, you know, there was a famous singer that says, I don't know if you remember, Stevie Wonder. He was blind. He sung many songs. He was very famous. And one of his songs had a line in it that said, Don't forget, whenever you say I'm in it, but I'm not of it, you're not helping to make this world a hell, a doggone hell. That's a line in one of his songs, because many of us are in it, but we swear we didn't do it. We didn't make this world the way it is. We're not of this situation. We're just in it, and we got to do the best we can to survive. Many of us live like that every day. It's just the grind. It's just the hustle. It's just how I'm going to make it. How I'm going to make it given the situation that I'm in? How many think of changing that situation or leaving it? I want you to think about that. Tonight, we're going to talk about what the concept out there right now, that you are a creator. That you are responsible for the world you live in, for the situation you live in, for the community you live in, and all the rest. That's a positive in the sense that it says that you have the power to change your situation. Oh, it's a negative. If I told you you're responsible for your situation. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, guys. Are you responsible for the life that you're faced with every day? Is any of this your fault or responsibility? Or did you cause any of this shit? Or is you just out here trying to make it? You got it. I'm just looking for it. It's your world, squirrel. I'm just a squirrel in your world trying to get a nut. Some people say it's your world. You just don't know it. We're going to talk about that. I want you to think about that, guys. And while you think about it, I want you to remember that this show, Revolutionary Life, is a call-in show. That's right. I'm going to be opening up a chat room, guys, and I'm going to be opening up a phone lines. After I do my presentation, I will announce a call-in section, and then I'll dedicate a whole half of my show to call-ins. I call it Your Time to Shine. But first, I do a little presentation of the material, and then of the subject matter of the day, why I picked that and why I picked it, and the questions I have, and opinions maybe that I have. And then, of course, I open up my lines. I give out my number. I open up my chat. And I'd like to hear what you have to say. So think about this subject. You are creators. Are you or are you not? Are you responsible for this mess? Are you responsible for this goodness? However life is treating you, could be good or bad. But is that because of you or some forces outside of you that your life is good or bad? Responsible. We're going to talk about that tonight. This is a story. This is a class about responsibility, isn't it? Well, we're going to talk about that when I return. I'm going to give you a little music, guys. Consider the subject. And when I come back, we're going to get into it deep. And then I'm going to ask you in our call-in section, what do you think? Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. And you can tell me what you think. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, guys, tonight we are talking, our title is You Are Creators, You Are Manifestors, and You Are Magicians. You must have heard this somewhere before. I don't know if you believed it, accepted it, use it in your life every day, or ignored it as bull BS. I'm out of control of my life. I didn't make this government. I didn't create this situation or this world. I'm just living in it, trying to get my best hold. And hang on. I'm just trying to survive and thrive. Yeah. But there's some people that said that's bullshit. That's BS. You ain't no victim. That's BS. You ain't just a cog in the wheel of this universe. You ain't just another bug crawling around on the planet. You know better than that. Some people say you're responsible for your situation, whatever it is. Some people say you're responsible for your situation in your personal life, in your community, in your country, in your world, in your universe. You the blame. If it's good, you the blame. Take credit for it. If it's bad, you to blame, they say. Take credit for it. How does that work? Do you really believe that you are the creators of all this out here? Do you believe you can change things just like that out here? I mean, there got to be some things in your life and in this world you'd like to see different. There's some things you'd like to see stay here, and there's some things you'd like to see gone, long gone. There's some things you feel like make your life harder that should be gone, shouldn't be here, shouldn't be an obstacle to you. There's all kinds of things in your life that you'd like to change. Can you? That's some people say you can. And some people say you don't have to put up with anything. You don't have to put up with any of this. How about this? Your situation. I don't care if it's your personal situation, your relationship, your household, your family, your job, your city or your country. If you're political, your country. If you're a citizen of the world, your universe, whatever you're into, whatever you think you are a part of, whatever you think affects your life, does things affect you negatively or positively based on you? Is it your fault? Can you change all the stuff? How about this? Your situation. Accept it. Change it or leave it. All else is madness. That's power. Whatever your situation is, you accept it, like many of you do. You change it, like many of us try. Or you leave it. You walk away. Anything else is just drama. Anything else is pure madness. It's a recipe for confusion and chaos. Accept it. Leave it. Change it or leave it. You got three choices. That's pretty good. You love to have options, right? Choices, right? Well, you got three of them. for peace in your life, you got three choices. You accept it, your situation, and live with it. You work to try to change that situation, or you leave it. All else is madness, just plain madness. And that includes everything from your relationships, your personal life, to your work life, to your political life, to your economic life. The whole, your biological life, your life in general. All of us are faced with situations, how we handle them. I like the fact that this approach solves those problems. When I run into a situation, if it's not that important, if it's not that significant, I may just accept it the way it is. Put a mask on. Well, if the store tells me on the sign outside, do not enter without a mask, if I want to go in that store and shop, I put a mask on. Ain't no big deal to me. It's a piece of cloth. It might be a big deal to some folks, but shit, I need to get in that store and take care of my business and move on. I ain't got time to sit around and argue about whether I should or should not put a mask on to go in this store. Some things I accept, situations. Some I try to change. We all do it. We vote. We organize. We protest. We write letters to our congressmen, those of us who want to try to change our situations. We do a lot of things. We change jobs, locations. More power to you. But if you can't accept that situation, and if you can't change that situation, your alternative, you still got another choice. Leave it. Get out of it. All else is pure drama, madness, chaos. And if you haven't accepted one of those three things in relationship to your situation, no wonder it may be no, it may explain the chaos, the madness in your world. You are creators, they say. You are manifestors, they say. And I've heard them say you are magicians. That's right. That's right. I've heard them say you are magicians. I've heard it said that you are a nation of magicians. And your magic comes from your imagination. Get it? Because your imagination can develop your situation, then you are a magi nation. You are a nation of magi. You are a nation of magicians. You can change your situation, they say. You put yourself in that situation, they say. You're responsible for that situation. This boils down to responsibility. If you don't want responsibility, the last thing you want to hear is that you're responsible for the mess this world is in. The good, the bad, and the ugly is your responsibility. In fact, there's some people who don't want responsibility at all. They like to have somebody else to blame for their situation. So that's interesting also, because there are some who shy from being responsible. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've known people who've worked on a job for 20 years. After the first 10 years on that job, the owner of the job, the boss, came and offered them a supervisory position. Since they were so good at it, and they had been there for 10 years, they knew the job inside and out, he was offered a supervisory position. Turned it down. Spend the next 10 years, after, he spent a total of 20 years, so the next 10 years was just doing what he had been doing for the first 10 years. And it's interesting. But there are people who don't want to be in charge of nothing. That's convenient because it allows you to blame whoever is, doesn't it? If things go good, you can praise them. If things go bad, you got somebody to point the finger at. It ain't my fault. I ain't running shit here. It's their fault. They running stuff. Right? If you want somebody else to blame, you shy away from responsibility. Here's another thing. I talked to someone who was in charge of an organization that I worked for. And that person told me, he says, you know what, Gary? He was talking to me. I'm Gary. He says, you know what, Gary? He said, that's not one, it's only one thing worse than being in charge. And I said, what's that? And he says, not being in charge. All right. This was my ordinate. This was the boss of my job. This is my immediate supervisor, I guess it was. And he was running shit one day. He had to run shit one day because he was the next one in command. And so command was handed to him one day. And so me and him had a relationship of talking and everything. And so one day I said, now everybody left you in charge. How you like being in charge? And he says, oh, he said, Gary, there's only one thing worse than being in charge. I said, what's that? Not being in charge. I took that with me to this day. Being in charge is tough, but damn. Being out of power, being a victim, being a subject, being out of control of your life is worse. So I like the idea that we are creators. But you say, if I'm a creator, man, if I can create the world I want, why come it looks like this? This ain't what I want. Why does the world look like it does today? Why is there war, hunger, poverty, crime, corruption, all kinds of shit? I wouldn't have that in my world. So if I was created, if I was the creator of my own world, my world would look a hell of a lot better than it does today. No, it won't. No, it won't, and I'll tell you why. Your world looks like it does today. If you are a creator, you created the world the way it looks today. You're responsible for it. And if you don't like it, it ain't your fault. I'm not going to blame you. Even though I might believe that you can manifest whatever you want, that you are the creator. Creation is in your hands. Oh, no. God, the universe is the creator. I'm just a member of the, I'm just the creation of the universe. I'm not the creator. Come on now. You are able to create the world you live in, they say. But that takes responsibility. Who wants that kind of responsibility on their backs? Those who seriously want change will take that responsibility. Those who want to live, who want to react appropriately to the world as it is out here now, dig this. If you want to have the appropriate response to your situation, then you need to take responsibility. Oh, yeah. The ability to respond appropriately to your situation requires you to take responsibility for your situation. You want the ability to respond appropriately? Own your situation. Now, I like that. See, I like that. A lot of people don't. A lot of people would like to point the finger at somebody else who caused all this mess. My parents. I was mistreated as a child. Or my society. Or it's the community that I grew up in. Or it's the world that I live in. No. They say you responsible. You were the creator. Now here's the thing, guys. I said I don't blame you if you don't like the world that you live in. Because you can't create, even if you are a magician, even if you could snap your fingers and manifest and precipitate whatever you want out of this environment in this world, even if you are the creator of your environment and everything in it, even if you create a whole new world, a whole new universe was within your power, even if that was true, if you didn't know you were a creator and you was running around creating, ignorant of the fact that you were creating, then yeah, you would create a mess. And because you didn't know you did it, you'd blame somebody else. That's why I can't blame you. Nobody told you you were a creator. Nobody told you you had the power to manifest what you want. Nobody educated you from a child that you were in control of your life and everything in it. No, no, that's not the education you got. The education you got that were authorities. There were rules and regulations that you lived under. Social rules, natural laws, all kinds of things govern your world besides you. You don't govern shit. You learn what those laws are and you follow those laws and everything will be fine. That's what society says. Good law-abiding citizen, get up and go to work every day, have a house full of kids, deep in debt, get old and die. And you've done your job. You can't change what you don't own. You can't change other people's shit. Stuff. Stop trying. The problem is, you need to change you. It's what they're saying. When they say you are a creator, don't look around and go, how can I be the creator? I wouldn't have created this mess. No, yes, you would. If you didn't know any better, if you didn't know you were a creator, if you were walking around creating every day, all day long in ignorance of your power to create, then you can create all kinds of shit you don't even know you did. It had nothing to do with you, as far as you're concerned, it had nothing to do with you. All I have to do is tell you, you can't create shit. You're a sheep. All you can do is try to fit in. And then some people get used to that. And some people prefer that. I'm just a sheep and I'm just going to follow whatever they tell me to do. And they in charge. They created this situation. I'm just trying to live in it. I'm just trying to get by. Just trying to get by. I don't run nothing. I ain't in control of nothing. But if that's a lie you've been told and sold, and you're actually creators, and you're actually manifestors, and you're actually magicians, then they got you. They got you. They done chomped you out. They done convinced you that you don't run shit. That you ain't in running nothing. That you better get your ass up and punch this clock on time every day, just like I tell you to. And get a loan and try to get a loan in this world. Prices go up, pay them. Don't argue about it. Just try to figure out a way. Get a second job if you have to. Try to survive in this world. Don't try to change it. They don't like that. That's revolutionary. You know what they? You know how they come down on revolutionaries. My goodness. What y'all trying to do? Overthrow the government? You're a revolutionary. Because you don't accept. And there's three things you do, guys. You accept, you change, or you leave it, or you get out of there. All else is madness. So if you are among the revolutionaries, then you take the second option. You don't like what's out here, and you'd like to change it. What's your ability to change it? Well, there's some says you have all the ability to change it, except you don't even know what to change it to. Nobody told you you could change it, first of all. They told you to pray to some deity to change it or to hope some president changes it or something. Something outside of you do the job for you. Make the world a better world for you. But what if I told you you can make the world a better world? What if I told you responsibility lied with you? Does that scare you? It would some people. I know people who wouldn't want to be in charge to save their life. They need somebody else to blame for their situation. So the last thing they want to do is consider the fact that they might have sparked, created their situation, let alone that they could change it. There's nothing I can do. Kind of situation. How many people think like that out there? I told you the story just a minute ago about the guy who worked for 10 years, hard labor. And when the first time he was offered a supervisory position after his 10th year and he proved himself, he turned it down. In fact, I asked him, why did you turn the supervisory job down? And he says, I just want to go to work and do my job. I don't want to be in charge of anything. There are those who become like that, guys. They don't want to be over or in charge of anything. They don't want to be responsible for anything. And so they will accept. They take the first choice. They will accept it just the way it is. And those of us who won't accept it, who try to change it. And some of us don't realize that what change takes. Now, when you get tired of trying to change it and you certainly can't accept it, yeah, you leave it. You leave it. And there's those who do. There's those who live off the grid. There's those who live alone, single, because relationships ain't working for them. There's some who, you know, you leave it. You leave it for your peace of mind. Remember what I said. Accept it, change it, or leave it. All else is madness. So the revolutionary loves change. Revolutionary knows that change is inevitable. There are reactionaries who hold back change because they're making out like bandits, which is just the way it is right now. But you can't hold back change. So if you are a creator, you should know about it. Because if you don't know about it, you're reckless with your creativity. If you don't know you made this world what it is yourself, then you have no idea that you're creating the world. So it ain't your fault, guys. I don't blame you simply because you don't, many of you never don't know or never accept, would never accept the idea, the concept that you're in charge of anything in your life. You barely run in your household. You can't imagine how you could change the world, just you, little old you. You know, you can't imagine how you can change your world. Your personal environment is even out of your hands. You're so irresponsible. You can't change what you don't own. If you own this situation on this earth, if you own this situation in this country, own this situation in your community, if you own this situation in your household, you have an ability. You just gained the ability to do something about it. But as long as you blame somebody else, you ain't got to do anything. As long as somebody else is to blame for this universe, as long as somebody else is to blame for this world, as long as somebody else is to blame for this country, as long as somebody else is to blame for your city government, your community, your household, you ain't got to take responsibility. Your jobs, your business, your financial arrangements, somebody else is pulling all the strings, and you're just trying to work it out to get through. No, they are those who blame you. I don't. I know how you got that way. Hell, if you look at my presentations, I will, you know, and don't forget, all of our presentations are on demand. That's right. If you're on my site and you stroll down, you will see all of our previous presentations. And you can play any of them. And in most of them, since we talk about things from a revolutionary point of view, most of those will talk about change. So that's what revolution is. Nothing else but change. Methodologies of making that change varies. But revolution is just change, baby. And the revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. So I can't blame you if you are ignorant of the fact that you are a creator, that you're walking around, you're dangerous. Yeah. Oh, you're dangerous because you create, if you create this world, then what you do when you wake up tomorrow morning is you look at this world and you will notice that you haven't changed it from what it was yesterday. And if you have, you haven't changed it much because it looks like it did yesterday. Why is that? If you can't change to where you can recognize the change, it just means that you, it doesn't mean you're not making changes. It just means you're doing the same shit every day and expecting a different result. I think that's the definition for insanity, isn't it? Doing the same thing the same way over and over again and expecting a different result. I think that's the definition for insanity. So if you're still running the routine, why are you surprised that the world still looks like it does? If you don't change, you expect it to change first. That's probably the problem. You're waiting for something outside of you to change before you change. Is that it? If you are a creator, that's just the opposite of how it works. You change. That's where the power lies. If you're the creator, you decide you want something different. You begin to build, think, and approach the world differently. In the manner in which you believe it all to go. Now, I don't care how you do it. There's some people who try to change themselves through spirituality, meditation, self-help books, self-realization practices, all kinds of good stuff, changing their appearance, surgery, and all that kind of good shit. Because they could think, it's like standing in front of a mirror, guys. The whole, half the world out there stands in front of the mirror. And when they see the hair in the mirror is messed up, they try to comb the hair in the mirror outside of themselves versus combing their own hair. If you comb your hair, the image in the mirror's hair will be combed. But if this world is a reflection of your creativity, your ignorance of your creativity, of your ability to create, because you don't know you're doing it. Nobody's going to tell you how powerful you are. Forget about it. I will, because I want change. I want to be on the vanguard of change. And I know change is coming. It's coming. It's happening right now while we're talking. Nothing stays the same. If you're on the vanguard of change, you might have something to say with how it's shaped. Some of y'all don't believe you got nothing to do with change, so you sit around and you're on the ass end of change, which means you ain't going to have nothing to say about anything. It's over by the time you realize things have changed. Responsibility. Owning your situation. And then, the piece de resistance is that you decide, that you remember, that you... that you accept the fact that you are a creator. You know what you'll do then? If you realize that you're creating this world, you'll stop for a minute and say, whoa, wait a minute. You'll stop for a minute and say, if I'm creating this world, if I'm creating the world around me, if I'm manifesting, if I have the ability to do all of that, then this is where I want to go with this. This is the way I want my world to look like. I'm going to promote that world. I'm going to reflect that understanding in my language, in my business, in my finance, in my religions, in my life. In every aspect of my life I can, I'm going to reflect the kind of world that I want to see. I need to change. I'm still saying and doing the same shit I was saying and doing yesterday or 10 years ago. Why am I surprised that shit ain't changed? If I'm responsible, then shit ain't changed because I haven't changed. I've accepted the okey-doke. I've been told, I accepted the shit that people have been telling me what to believe and what I can and can't do since I was a child. And you too, preachers, teachers, parents, TV series, movies, the government, MK Ultra, mind experiments that the government runs, all kinds of shit. There's all kinds of things, billboards, there's all kinds of shit out there telling you what to think, what to wear, what to buy. And you fail for it. You eat it up. And you work for people who do it. And so, hell no. Why should shit change? You haven't. Even if you were a powerful creator, a magician, you can make the world what you want it to be. You haven't. You don't know that. And so you make the world just like it was yesterday, as close as possible, you think. You keep doing the same shit, and you expect that the world is going to change for you, and you ain't done nothing different? Nah. I can't go with that. So when people say I am a creator, the first thing I have to do is ask, do I believe that? And if I believe that, if I accept that for a minute, then I need to watch out. I need to be careful. I need to monitor. I need to control what I'm thinking and doing and saying and acting and the way I'm acting and reacting with others. I need to change me, and then the world may change. But if I don't change, and I'm a creator, then my creation won't change. It'll look the same way it did yesterday because I'm the same guy I was yesterday. Oh, yeah, I haven't learned anything new. I don't want to learn nothing new. If I could just get more money, I'll be okay. Just give me some money, give me some money, give me some money, and everything just be lovely. Well, shit, there's millionaires blowing their brains out. That's kids born in wealthy families that die from drugs and overdose and all kinds of crazy shit. You know, I've heard someone ask a wealthy person, someone who's born into money, they didn't work for it. They were born into it. But they got plenty of it. They got access to lots of it. And there was those who didn't have any money who asked, what's it like? What's it like to be rich? What's it like to be wealthy? And you know what that young wealthy person told them? That being wealthy, you have just as many problems as somebody who's broke. Money is just not one of them. The rich person said, I got just as many problems as anybody else. Money just is not one of them. You don't get away from problems. And no amount of money gets you away from problems. No amount of money solves your problems, because here's a wealthy person with plenty of money who got problems. Obviously, that money hasn't solved those problems that they're referring to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, being wealthy means you got lots of problems. It just means that money ain't one of them. You ain't going to get away from your problems, and money ain't going to solve your problems. It agrees the wheels. It a certain degrees the wheels, baby. But it ain't going to solve the problem. And so our section tonight, segment tonight, was on the concept that you hear out there often in some quarters, that we are creators of our destiny, that we make the world what it is. How do you do that? Well, first you take responsibility for the world as it is. Can't change what you don't own. So own up to the situation in this world. Realize that, yeah, you're creators, but the shit you've been told and sold all your life got you creating a world that looks like this. Maybe you need to change what you believe, your belief systems, how you define things. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to shake off that old world, and so you don't keep creating it over and over again. A new world requires a new man and a new woman, a new you. I like that. I like the idea that I'm in charge of my life and the world around me. I ain't scared of responsibility. So, again, I understand that if I wanted to have the appropriate, if I want the ability to have the appropriate response, I have to take response ability. As long as I'm blaming others for my situation, I don't have to do anything. They got to do something. They got to change. Or when the world changes, when the government changes, when God changes everything, when the universe changes everything, when the aliens change, come down and everything and changes everything, when we move to the fifth dimension, everything will be just lovely. You ain't going nowhere except where you believe you can go. Let me tell you something about manifesting. Let me tell you something about manifesting. If you can't, let me tell you something about the secret, like the book The Secret tells you to envision this and envision that. Let me tell you something. If you can't see yourself, if you can't see in your mind, in your imagination, remember we're a nation of magicians, I, magi, nation. If you can't see in your imagination yourself in a better situation, if you can't picture it, you can't make it happen. You don't hear me. If it's beyond your ability to even imagine, then forget it. It ain't finna go down for you. It'll never happen for you until you can vision it, until you can see yourself there. You know, you daydream all the fucking time. Why don't you daydream the world you want and see if you can see yourself in that car, that house, that community, that world, that earth, that universe that you like so well. I got news for you. If the matrix has fucked you up so bad that you can't even imagine, you can't even see yourself in that new house. You can't even see yourself in that car. You can't even see yourself independently wealthy. You can't even see yourself. You can't imagine. Even in your brain, even in your mind where your imagination can run wild and you can't even see yourself there, you won't ever get there. I can't believe you will ever be there. Uh-huh. You have to change what you believe. They tell me that the only thing you perceive is what you believe you perceive. Maybe you need to check out your beliefs. If your world ain't changing, maybe you better check out your definitions for things, because you didn't get the, most of those definitions came from parents, teachers, preachers, TV, movies. People been telling you what to think since you were a child. Maybe it's time for you to think for yourself, because the information you've been fed, told and sold, creates the world that you live in. You don't know any better. In fact, you don't even know you created the world. You don't even believe you had anything to do with it. So that's really reckless if you are actually a creator. If you got the power to manifest and this is what you've done, then you've been manifesting in ignorance. That's all. Without knowing you had the power to do it. If you believe you have the power to do it, I guess that's the first step. If you accept that you are a creator, if you know, if you believe that that's true, that you create the world that you live in, and you don't like what you see around you, then you need to change what you believe, man. You need to change to the world you like to see. You know, they say you only attract what you are the vibration of. You ever hear people say, a woman say, I want a man that got this, and I want a man that got that, and I want a man that's intelligent, and I want a man that's nice, and I want a man that's this, and I want a man that that, and you ain't that. You ain't wealthy. You ain't independently wealthy. You ain't intelligence. You ain't seeking your, you haven't improved yourself one bit. But you want to pull somebody in your life who has. I got news for you. They're going to miss you. They're going to walk past you. Because you can only attract what you are the what you are the vibration of. Look around you. And there's what you're the vibration of. You want to know what that means? Look around you. Look at your home, work, world. That's what you've attracted. That's where you vibrate. Vibrate differently and you will attract different shit. High vibration people attract high vibration people. Low vibration people attract low vibration people. Shit, I know a guy who won't strike up a conversation with a woman. If she came out of a tall building downtown carrying a suitcase and wearing a three-piece suit, he'll walk right past her. But if she's homeless, if she's down at the bus station because she's a runaway, if she's drunk, if she's an alcoholic, if she's somebody on the street, they'll hang out the window hollering at her. They'll pull over, call her over to the car. They got all kind of Mac and all kind of rap for someone they think is on the outs. And so they fill their world with people like them. That's all. You attract what you're the vibration of. I like the idea that you are creators. And if you accept that idea and you want to create something different than what you see right now, then you got to change. You got to be different than what you are right now. Because if you're the creator, all of this is a reflection of you. Uh-huh. That's the difference, guys. The difference in a world where you're responsible, where you take ownership of your situation, puts you in a totally different position to people who accept shit the way it is. And then once you do that, of course, you got to change. Maybe that belief system you have ain't working for you. Maybe you need to examine what you've been told and sold. Maybe none of that shit's true. Maybe some of it is. But you don't accept it as though it is. If you want to change your environment, then you might have to look for change, man. You got to organize change, man. You got to change you. Your definitions that were given to you, all the labels that were given to you, and the judgments that were given to you, and the illusion, and the shit that given to you that you've accepted and become. And so when you look around and you see your world, you can remind yourself that this is where I am right now. If I don't change, this shit don't change. And it's just been waiting around for something to happen, for the rapture or the hordes to come, the hungry hordes to come, or the zombies to come, or some bullshit, or the end of the world. You know, there's some people, because of their belief system, don't want to have anything to do with the world, the earthly world, the material world. They're waiting until they die and go to heaven. That's when things are going to be good. Well, in those same religions, let's just say, you wait. You graze in the grass like cattle and sheep, and you wait for that fatal day to come. Judgment Day is called. You wait for apocalypses. You wait for purges. You wait for chaos to hit. You armed yourself. You got guns in your house because you're ready for the hordes to come, the hungry hordes to come to take you and your family. You're all set for trouble. And you think the world's going to change like that. It will change like that for you because that's the way you see the world. You understand? You causing it. You're setting that up because that's what you believe, man. What you believe, you perceive. Check your BS, your belief systems. Most of them were given to you as a child. By the way, you didn't have no choice. And once you had a choice, you stuck with it and accepted it, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. I know criminals. I know criminals who will take your life and your money. I don't know them personally. But there's guys in jail who will do all of that. But they believe in God. Obviously, their belief system hasn't stopped them from doing anything. You know, they've arrested ministers who teach belief in God and certain gods. They've arrested priests for being pedophiles. Now, these are people in that religion who teach that religion to the lay people. Obviously, their belief system has not stopped them from doing these things. So maybe it's time to examine what you've been told and sold all your life, guys. Maybe you are creators. Maybe we are a nation of magicians. I, Magi, nation. Maybe we are magicians who can create through our imagination, except if your imagination ain't no farther than your neighborhood or your condition currently, then you ain't going no farther. There's some people who can't imagine. You remember me saying, if you can't even envision yourself in that position, in your mind, you can't see yourself there, then you can't get there. You have to change. And you can. You might have to reject some of the definitions you've been sold and told. You might have to reject some of the belief systems you've been given. But if you want change, it's about time for you to do that. If things don't seem to be working out in your current beliefs, maybe you believe the wrong shit. Sorry. But your world around you is a reflection of how you deal with the world. And like I said, if you're going to change the reflection in the mirror, you don't comb the hair in the mirror, you comb your hair. And your reflection changes immediately in the mirror. You don't try to comb the mirror. The world outside is a reflection of you and where you at. That's your situation, personal situation, business, finance, whatever your situation, whatever world you live in. It's your world. And you created it, but that ain't your fault, I said, because you created out of ignorance of even knowing that you were creating it. Nobody told you you were creating. Nobody going to tell you you got the power to change all this stuff. All you have to do is change. All you have to do is own this situation as yours. Can't change what you don't own. And then ain't nobody to blame no more. Then it's in your hands. I'm going to tell you a story. Then I'm going to get off of here and open up my lines for you guys. I was walking down the street one day in Southern California, and I walked up on a Catholic church. Outside the Catholic church was a statue of an image of the image they used for Jesus Christ. As I approached the statue, I know that the hands were missing on the statue. And the first thing that came to my mind is somebody vandalized that statue of Jesus. But as I got closer, I realized that there was a little message chiseled into the stone at the bottom of the statue. And you know what that message said? Underneath the statue of Jesus with no hands. That message said, I have no hands but yours. You don't hear me. I thought somebody had vandalized because there was a statue of Jesus with no hands. But when I got close enough and read the insignia on the bottom, it says, I have no hands. It was a quote. I have no hands but yours. Take responsibility, man, for your situation. Change you first and see if your situation don't change behind that. Like a reflection in a mirror. Re-examine your definitions and belief systems. It might be time to dump some of that stuff. It ain't stuff you came up with. It's shit you've been told and sold since you were a child. TV commercials, TV series, movies, news, the news, the media, government. Folks been telling you what to think since you were a child. Come on. It's hard to believe you ever had an original thought. I can't blame you for messing up a world that you created. You didn't even know you were creating it. You're innocent. But once you know, they said once you know better, you can do better. If you accept the concept that you are creators, then you're careful about what you create, wouldn't you? If you didn't know you were creating, yeah, you could create all kind of destructive stuff. You don't know no better. You're trying to do what you saw on TV. Or in a movie. Or what your parents told you. Or what the preachers told you. Or what the teachers told you. Yeah. Take ownership. I like that. Maybe we're creators, maybe we're manifestors, but I like the idea of taking ownership of my situation and not blaming others for where I am in my life. I like the idea of owning my situation. The concept that you can't change what you don't own. You can't change other people and other shit outside of you. Change you. And watch the shit outside you change in response to you. I'm going to open up my lines. And I'm opening up my chat. And my phone number, guys, is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me if you got questions, comments. You go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. Tap something in, log in, tap something in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I will speak to whatever I see in the chat, either in writing, or if you want, we'll talk about that out loud with everyone. This part of the show is your part of the show. I call it your time to shine. My lines are open. My chat room is open. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about whether you'd like to comment on this subject enough to come on the air. Or just to write a comment. That's up to you. It's your time to shine. This part of the show is your part of the show. What do you think about the subject tonight? You are creators, manifestors, magicians. You just don't know it. That's why you've made a mess of things. What do you think? You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So there's a follow button at the top of the site. Click that follow button and you'll be notified when we are live. And you have a heads up on what the subject's going to be that night. All right? Also, next to that follow button on our site there that you can click that follow button, but next to that is also a share button across from there. If you know people who may be interested in this subject, feel free to share it with them. That'd be great. In fact, there may be people more interested in this subject than you. Certainly, give them a chance to hear this and comment on it. You see, if they make a comment even on an old show, I'll get that comment. And so, feel free to share and to follow, to keep up with the show and to share it with others. Also, just keep in mind that that all my shows are archived. And so if you scroll down my page, if you're on my page and you scroll down, you'll see the on-demand section of all previous shows. And as a matter of fact, this show here that we're doing now live will be on that on-demand list in about an hour after we're done. So if you weren't able to stay for the whole thing, if you didn't get a chance to comment and you wanted to or something like that, it'll be on that on-demand section, which means you can go back and listen to it at your leisure when you have the time. It ain't going nowhere. It's archived. And so, guys, I got my lines open right now. I got my chat room open right now. I'm monitoring that chat. Oh, yeah. And that number, 463-999-3531 is our call-in number. 563-999-3531 is our call-in number. All right? And now, this part of the show is your time to shine, guys. If you have questions or comments or concerns, drop them in the chat. If you'd like to speak to this subject, call me. I'll put you on the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. Tonight's show is about being creators, guys, and manifestors. What do you think about that? We still got a little time. I'm leaving my lines open, my chat's open. And I'm going to play you a little music while you think about the possibility of speaking your mind on this subject. Don't be scared. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight, and I'm your host, Gary, each night. And tonight, guys, Friday night. It's Friday night. So this is our last night this week. I'll see everyone Monday at 7 p.m. Don't forget, if you want to follow us and know when we're live, there's a follow button on the site. Just hit that follow button, bam, and you'll be notified when this show is live and get a heads up on what the subject matter could be. Now, also, there's a share button up there. So if you know someone who might be interested, share with them. Who knows? They might have to say something. They might have something to say on the subject. They might believe, you know, the subject tonight was that we are creators. The subject tonight asked us to take responsibility. Do we take responsibility for our situation? And in fact, the idea was that you can only change your situation if you take responsibility for it. You can't change what you don't own. Own up to it. Owning up to it means that, okay, I'm a creator. Nobody told me I was. So I've created in ignorance the world around me. So if I know that I'm the creator now, my next move is to create the world that I want. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to change who I am, what I am, in relationship to the world around me. I'm going to have to change what I've been told and sold all my life. I might have to change my definitions for what I see around me. I might have to change my belief system if I want my world to change. If I want to create the world I want, I'm going to have to change myself first. Because they tell me that you only attract what you're the vibration of. If you ain't there, don't be surprised if your environment ain't there in that world you want. You want to be loved, but if you ain't got enough love for you, you ain't got enough love for nobody else. You need to change that. You want to be. You only attract who you're the vibration of, baby. So be the change, they say, that you want. Start talking about it, thinking about it, living it. And watch the world outside of you respond like a reflection in a mirror. Because that's what it does. You want to know how you're vibrating? Look around you. Look at your situation. And I told you in the beginning, whatever your situation is, I live by this oath. Whatever your situation is, you accept it. You change it. Or you leave it. All else is madness. Pure madness. Let's get out of the madness. Let's take responsibility. Let's have the ability to respond appropriately to the situation out here by taking responsibility. Own it. Can't change what you don't own. I like that idea. So when somebody says, I'm a creator, I'm a magician, I'm a manifester, that we all are. I like that idea. I'm ready to take that responsibility. If you're one of those people who don't want to be responsible for anything, you like to have somebody else to blame, this ain't for you. Of course you don't believe. You're waiting for God or the universe or the great creator or aliens or the fifth dimension or something to change outside of you first. It doesn't happen that way. It's the mirror, baby. It's the mirror. The mirror don't change by itself. You got to work on you. Might be time to examine your beliefs. They might not be yours. They might be something you picked up from childhood. Something you picked up from watching some TV program or playing some game or watching some movie or listening to the government or the media or your parents or your teachers or your preachers. Folks been telling you what to think since you were a child. It might be time to change that if you want your world to change. Because if you keep doing the same shit the same way, you've been doing it forever, over and over again, and expecting a different result. They tell me that that's the definition of insanity. I think it was Einstein who said you cannot change, you cannot solve a problem from the same mindset at which you arrived at the problem. You need to back up. You might have to change. You might have to change your approach to the problem. It was Einstein who said, "No one, you cannot change. You cannot solve, a problem from the same mindset in which you arrived at said problem." You might have to step out the box, out the matrix. That means it's on you. I like that. I ain't scared of that. That means I ain't looking for a savior. I'm not looking for a savior. And I believe I am that savior. I just never was told. I was never educated that I was. Not until I changed that. Until I realized that all that education was to make me a sheep, a victim, cog and wheel. It's time to examine our beliefs, our BS, our belief systems, our definitions. They were given to us. And it might have been given as people who are just as ignorant about the world around them and the power that they possess as you are. I can't blame you. But now you know better. Maybe you'll do better if you're ready for change. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight, for listening in tonight. I want to just let you know that I'll be here Monday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. You've been listening to Revolutionary Life, where we address problems, issues, things that affect our lives every day. We just take a revolutionary look at them. And revolution has just changed. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. See, when you're on the front of change, you may have something to say with how it's shaped, what it's going to look like. That's a responsible position. If you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have anything to say about anything. It's kind of like a wave, you know what I mean? The revolutionary is like a surfer. He sees the wave coming. He measures that wave's motion and its rate of movement. And right at the right time, he's timing it. So right at the right time, he jump up on that wave and ride it forward. He used that wave to move him forward. The people who weren't watching, the people who weren't paying any attention, the people who weren't timing that wave, those people got slapped by that wave. Them people got slapped and taken under by the wave. Are you going to get slapped and taken under by change? Or are you going to try to keep your fingers on pulse, baby? Are you going to try to use change to ride in, to move forward? Like a surfer would. That's going to be up to you, isn't it? Thank you, guys, for listening in tonight. Don't forget, our show is a call-in show, guys. So half of our show is always dedicated to you and your ideas, opinions, responses, comments, etc. We have a chat room and we have a call-in number. And so tonight we pose to you that you were this concept that you are creators. Think about it. I kind of like the idea. What about you? Thank you for listening in, everyone. I'll see everyone Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there every square. Just kidding. Love you. See you Monday morning, Monday night. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out. And I wish everybody a good night, a good evening. Buenas tardes. Buenas noches. Buona notte. Ciao.